Hi! Good morning! Well, actually, it's already afternoon, but, whatever. I know that it's so weird that I'm leaving you a voicemail instead of just asking to meet up, but... Whew, if I call you right now to meet up to explain what it is that I want to say, I feel like I'll just melt into you once again. That I... take one look at you and decide differently, that I'd look into those beautiful eyes and that charming smile, and I'd just be lost all over again. That I'd hear you laugh and suddenly want to stay there with you. I'd just eat my own words and take everything back, that I wouldn't want to leave, so... so I'll just give you this stupid voicemail to listen to. That way, I won't have to look you in the eye or hear your voice, and I'll just be able to say what it is that I want to say. There's no easy way to say this, and I can't ease into this and be as gentle with you as I would like to be. So I'll just say it. I'm sure you've already noticed how distant I've been lately and how sparingly I reply back to your texts, and how even when I do reply, I don't do it with the same enthusiasm that I had before. Whenever you ask to hang out, or just chill at a coffee shop, or grab a few drinks here and there, I always say that I'm busy. I've been avoiding your questions and just lying through my teeth. I keep making up some kind of excuse to explain why I've been so busy, even though I'm not. Why is this so difficult to do? God, I really don't want to do this. It hurts me to do this. But I know that I have to. I have to do this. Trust me, I didn't want it to come to this. I wanted to keep talking to you. I wanted to spend more time with you, to learn about you. You've got this warmth to you that just makes it so easy for me to talk to you. You made it so easy, so effortless. It made me want to stay with you no matter what. I never wanted to be separated from it, but if I keep doing that and ignoring the feelings that I'm holding back, it's just gonna hurt more. God, you're probably so lost right now, aren't you? You've got no idea what I'm talking about, do you? I wouldn't hold it against you. All of these just came out of the blue for me. Just like how you came into my life. The truth is, I have feelings for you. Oh God, and I know that that sounds so stupid right now. I always went on and on about how feelings are gross and disgusting and that they're just a waste of time and they get in the way and they're no good and all that does is lead to pain and... oh God, here I am confessing to you over a stupid fucking voicemail. But I know I also said that having feelings is okay. That I shouldn't be ashamed of them. That it's natural. It's how the world turns. It's okay for me to have feelings. So here I am. Hoping that you'll somehow listen. No, I need you to listen. There's seriously no reason for me to be so nervous right now, but... I think I feel this way because I know you don't feel the same. Out of all people, I should know that. For fuck's sake, I became your therapist! And don't get me wrong, I want you to rant and vent to me just as much as you want. It gives me some kind of reassurance that you trust me enough to open up about your deepest fears and thoughts, but then you mentioned her, and you've never stopped. I should have seen it coming, honestly. I should have known that you weren't completely over her, but for some reason I just kept hoping that you were. I mean, maybe it was just denial. Trying to ease my mind, somehow tell myself that maybe, just maybe, I had a chance with you. But I think we both know that's not the case. God. I'd do anything just for things to go back to the way it was. When we shamelessly flirt back and forth with each other and when it didn't mean anything. When we'd message each other without worrying about them, when the next text message was gonna come, when we'd spend time in each other's company, not frantically coming up with conversation topics. When we didn't have to worry about feelings getting involved. Because there was nothing between us. We were just friends. And friends don't have feelings for each other. Feelings like this anyway. But I blame myself, you know? Because I'm the dumbass who fell for you when you were just playing around. Why did my feelings have to get in the way? It's so stupid. Every day I wake up and I wonder why, out of all the people, why did it have to be you? Why did I have to have feelings for someone who clearly isn't ready for someone new? It sucks. It sucks pretending that I'm all right whenever you mention her name. It sucks pretending that it doesn't hurt me when all you think and talk about is her. It hurts when you say how much happier you were back then and how you're struggling to be happy now. It hurts to see that while I'm sitting here, loving you, you're still stuck in the past, loving her. But that just doesn't seem right to say, you know? It doesn't feel right complaining, like, I don't have the right to feel this way. I should let you feel what you want to feel, and I shouldn't be sitting here invalidating your feelings. And then, whenever you'd call or text me, you'd ask to hang out, and suddenly I forget all that pain. You'd ask how my day went, and crack some dry joke, and I'd just fall for you all over again. And the image of that sad, broken person who had come to me crying because of all those bittersweet memories is erased. And suddenly you're that cheerful and happy person I first met again, and you're smiling from ear to ear, telling me about your day, and oh God, and I want to do the same. I'd love to tell you that my day went well, that I'm all right, and that I don't feel sad at all, but I'm a bad liar. You know that. And you'd see right through. You have no idea how many times I wanted to break my silence and just tell you everything. I've wanted to tell you so many times how I really feel. I want to tell you that I'm all right. But I can't. I want to tell you how I really feel. Dad. But if I say that, then I have to tell you why, and that wouldn't be fair to you, because the reason that I feel sad most days is you. I'm sad because of you. But I can't tell you that, can I? It'd only make you sad, and I don't want that. You didn't do anything wrong. I was naive. I imagined myself as your savior, the one who would save you from all your misery and sadness, the one who would take away all that pain and those bittersweet memories, the one who would eventually help you get over her. But the world just doesn't work like that. You're still hung up on her, and no matter how much you try to convince yourself that you're not, you still are. And I hate it. I hate that I want you. I hate that the first thing I do in the morning is check my phone to see if you messaged me. I hate that I look into my phone at various times throughout the day to see if you messaged me. If you even thought of me. And I hate how disappointed I feel when those things don't happen. I hate how my happiness seems dependent on you. And I hate that when I feel frustrated, a simple message from you would make my day. I hate that whenever I hear your voice, suddenly I feel like I can conquer the world. I hate that when 3 a.m. comes along, you're all that I think about. While all you're thinking about is her. I hate the fact that I cried for you. I hate that I cried because of you. But I'm not gonna do that to myself. Not anymore. So right now, I'm choosing to go away. In this moment, I'm choosing myself. I'm gonna cut off all my connections with you because I know that if I stay, my feelings are just gonna get stronger. And I wouldn't be able to move on. So, I'm gonna try stopping them now. I don't want to go away. I really, really don't, but I have to. I know that I have to. But this isn't the end. At least, that's what I'm hoping for anyway. Maybe one day we'll meet again when you're not so broken, and I'm not so jealous. Maybe one day we'll be right for each other. And it won't be so hard for you to love me. Or maybe one day I'll be able to let go of these feelings and we can just be friends again. But I'm really hoping that one day we'll reconnect. Because no one has ever caught my heart in quite the same way. Maybe we'll just find each other again and everything will just fall into place. But that day isn't today. Today you're too broken and I'm too jealous. Today we don't quite work out. And as much as I care for you, I can't keep pretending that we do. I've built up such a fantasy for you and I in my head that even when I know that reality has a different path for us, I tried to think positive, you know? think that maybe everything will turn out okay. That maybe if by some miracle you'll finally look at me the same way that I look at you, but I just can't keep pretending that everything's all right when it's not. I'd love to be there for you whenever you're having those thoughts, to hear your frustrations and your rants. I'd love to comfort you and offer you a shoulder to lean on. I'd love to sit there with you and reassure you and just say those few words that would just make all the pain go away. I want you to be okay again. I want you to feel better again. To feel ready to let someone else be a part of your life without worrying about those that left you behind. All this time, I've been wishing that it was me hurting instead, only to realize that I am hurting. And I'm hurting because, well, you're sitting there wanting her. I'm sitting here wanting you. I want you. But I can't. And how can I be so selfish and insert myself into your life when you're hurting like this? How can I tell you how I feel when you're feeling this way for someone else? It's just... it's too selfish for me to do that. I can't do that to you. I can't force you to move on that fast. So, instead, I just sit there with you and keep you company while you lay everything out onto me. And it hurts. It hurts every time you recall a time when you were truly happy, and it hurts every time you tell me that you're not happy right now, because I'm trying so hard to make you happy, but I'm not her. And it makes me wonder if you were ever happy in any of those times that we spent together. Was it all just a lie? Were you just smiling and laughing for the sake of it? It makes me wonder if you've ever genuinely enjoyed my company. It makes me wonder if you ever even wanted my company. Or if you only spent time with me because I was available. You have no idea how many times I've wished that I would just stop talking to you. Maybe it's my own fault for getting attached so quickly. But I thought about it, you know? I asked myself, should I just wait? Because maybe if I waited long enough, then maybe you'd learn to eventually forget about her. Maybe if I stayed longer, then maybe you'd see me. Maybe you'd realize that I'm here, that I've always been here, by your side. That I always want to be there. I was ready to risk it all. I figured that all the waiting would be worth it. Especially if the person I'm waiting for is you. But then those hours turned into days, and days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months, and I got tired. It was the same old thing every time. We're stuck in the same routine. When I ask why you're sad, it's always because of her. I became the person you rely on when it's 3 a.m. and you're heartbroken, and obviously there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I'd love to be the person that you rely on. But I'm not gonna let myself wait for you for years. I refuse to be that person. I refuse to be the person so hung up on someone else that they don't know when it's time to move on, and I refuse to be the person who wastes their time waiting for someone who never sees them. I refuse to make my happiness the work of someone else. It's such a cruel fate we have, don't you think? You're heartbroken, and I'm the one who fell in love with the person who's heartbroken. But I just can't take it anymore. I can't keep pretending that I don't feel hurt whenever you mention her. I've got my limits too. So I'll just stare at you from a distance because I know I can't have you. I hope that maybe one day when I look into your eyes, your beautiful eyes, I'll see love. Not for someone else, but for me. That one day when you smile, I just hope it's because of me. That as you go about your day and suddenly you flash that charming smile, it's because you thought of me. But those are just daydreams right now. It feels way too far-fetched. Like daydreams. Things that just don't happen when my eyes are open. I'm sick of always being the backup plan. The second choice. The one you run to when there's no one else to run to. I'm sick of being the one to take care of others. I'm not doing this to be mean, so please, please don't think of it that way. This time I want to take care of myself too. I've spent all this time taking care of others for so long that I've forgotten to take care of myself. I've pushed myself worth down just as far as it could go because I believed that some miracle would happen between the two of us. But I refuse to push it down any further. I'm gonna miss you. I'm really, really, really gonna miss you. I'll miss your stories and how you'd go into detail just so I could understand, even if that meant repeating it over and over and over again. I'll miss your smile, though your shoulder would just casually bump into mine while we were walking side by side. I'll miss the way that your eyes would light up whenever you talk about the things that you love. I'll miss your voice. I'll miss your laugh when you make those dumb, stupid jokes. Your humor, how fucking dry you are. And yet, despite how stupid they are, how stupid you are, I still love them. I still love you. Fuck, I said it. God, I fucking said it. Fuck. I promised myself that I'd never say those words. fuck. Damn it. I tried so hard not to say them. But I'm not gonna take it back. I won't take it back. As much as I would love to say that I don't love you, I do. I do love you. I love you so much that it's frustrating because I know you don't. I know you don't love me. I spend late nights thinking about you, and every night, when I eventually fall asleep, I dream of you. My dreams have been infiltrated with the thought of you, and I wish that they'd never end. I think it's finally time for me to wake up, don't you? I need to accept that I don't have a chance with you. I don't want to lose you. But if it means saving myself from the pain that I'm going to experience later on, then... I'm sorry. But I'd rather lose you than lose myself, so. This time, I'm saying goodbye. This time, I'm letting you go. It feels so ridiculous to say that because I don't think I've ever had you. I treasure the moments that we had together. And I'll carry them in my heart until I'm strong enough to let go of those memories too, but I think it's time. Honestly, I think it's long overdue. I'm saying goodbye. Even if I hope that maybe one day I won't have to.